Caring for a dying person can be one of the most profoundly loving journeys we can undertake in life. But most of us grew up in a culture where we don't talk about death and dying. So when the day arises, we or someone we love are facing the end of life. It's hard for many people to have a conversation about what matters to you at the end of life and what are your wishes for your final moments. And loved ones sitting at the bedside of the dying can feel lost and not knowing how to best support. I had just stopped in chemotherapy when I was asked to help a friend who was dying of cancer. Death was still very present in the back of my mind. When I entered the hospital room, I noticed the noise from machinery and personnel. The healthcare team was wonderful but busy. It was hard to find someone who had time to answer our questions. So we did our best to just be there and be present. My friend died peacefully, and on my way home, I felt an urge to develop and create a tool that could help loved ones of a dying. But it wasn't until the day I became the sole survivor of six friends, all lost their battles to cancer, that I moved forward and created the Angel Kit, a hands-on tool that nurses can give to the loved ones of a dying. How to use the Angel Kit? Let's start with the music. It's important to remember that the hearing is the last of our senses to disappear when we die. Try to reduce unpleasant noise and replace it with soothing music or music that you know the dying person likes. You can add serenity to the room by keeping the lighting soft and dim. Hospitals and hospices do not usually allow real candles, but the LED candles can help to create a sense of serenity in the room. Some places allow a memory candle after the passing. Traditions and ritual hold an important place for many people. Prayer, poetry, or a last word said in a comforting voice can help us to feel connected. If appropriate, arrange for an end-of-life prayers to be said by a chaplain, vicar, or priest, or by other faith ministers. The angel is for many people a universal sign of love, hope, and protection. So bring figurines or involve children by letting them draw angels and hang them in the room. Strong physical contact can be painful, so gentle touch in form of a light hand massage, with or without oil, or just holding your loved one's hand is a soothing gesture. And it's a good way to be present without words. Just as touch is one of the first forms of communication a baby receives, it may be one of the final ways we can express our love. Essential oils have been around for thousands of years and they are mankind's first medicine. Teresa Conroy is an essential oil expert and a spiritual mentor, and she explains, I cared for my husband for many years throughout his illness, and during his passing, I found frankincense and lavender very calming for him. I used them as well for myself for strength during my grieving after his passing. Caring for a loved one at home. It is likely that there will be times when assistance is needed from your loved one's healthcare team. So reach out to the healthcare provider if your loved one is in pain. If you are emotionally overwhelmed, physically exhausted, or afraid to be with your dying loved one. To sum everything up, small things can make a big difference. But the most important thing to remember is to be present. Many people get overwhelmed when we see a dying person. So try to look beyond and connect with their spirit. Look into their eyes. And if the eyes are closed, just send them love. You don't have to say much, but what you say may be the last words, so use them wisely, kind and loving. You can find links to more information about end of life in the written lecture.